Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 4th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to be treated like family and get the compensation you deserve. Let Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys put their skills to work for you. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you here with us on a Monday. We get the week started. This is how you do it. You get on board with Zaslow Show 2.0. I hope you were watching this morning, driving line every 10 a.m., your sports betting brand of record with my guy Jonathan Coachman, driving line every Monday morning at 10 a.m., live. I am on with those guys. I make other appearances sometimes throughout the week. For instance, this Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be hosting while Coach is doing play-by-play on the PGA Tour. But hopefully you saw me this morning. We give out some picks. You're supporting me on ESPN Radio. But most importantly, supporting me here on Zaslow Show 2.0. I love you long time. And of course, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. That includes pro and college hoops throughout the year, up to the minute odds, stats, and trends. You could follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right. I'm practically a college basketball expert at this point. You know, so I do, it seems like my schedule for ESPN Real, I do like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know? And this is the time of year where we do college basketball. I'm practically a college basketball expert at this point. I don't mean to brag, but I'm just saying. We got a lot happening here. Like I said, again, I'm on ESPN Radio this Wednesday night. Nothing today, nothing tomorrow. Hopefully you listened to me yesterday. I was on, I hosted Best Week Ever with Peter Burns. That's every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. That's early, but I really like that shift. So hopefully you caught me and Peter Burns. Normally it's Peter Burns and Courtney Cronin. So I filled in for Courtney. We did 7 to 10 a.m. yesterday morning. And the reason I bring that up here is because Chris Mortensen passed away yesterday. All-time great ESPN NFL reporter. Chris Mortensen passed away yesterday. We know he had been battling cancer for a long time. Details of his death or cause have not been released by the family yet. He passed away yesterday morning. And so that's obviously what you got all day yesterday on ESPN Radio, where the show's game day, primetime, game night, they became about honoring Chris Mortensen, as they should. That's a tough show to do. You know, I was listening yesterday. My son had soccer all throughout the weekend. And I'm listening yesterday. You know, we're driving to soccer tournaments, going to games back and forth. And, you know, I was in the car before the game, and I got game day on, which was hosted by Emmett Cohen. I'm mixing, like, three different people there. Emmett Golden and Aaron Goldhammer. And they're paying tribute to Mort. They were talking Adam Schefter. And when we got back in the car after my son's game, they're still on. Game day's still on. And they're talking about Mort, and they're paying tribute. And they have all kinds of guests on. And the point is, when something like that happens yesterday, you scrap the entire show, you pivot, and it becomes about honoring the great Chris Mortensen. And that's not an easy show to do. You know, it's a somber show. And I really give those guys yesterday a whole lot of credit for being able to do that. I was almost relieved, you know, that I was on yesterday morning and we got to do Best Week Ever, you know, just dicking around and talking about sports, me and Peter Burns, because that's hard to properly honor someone like Chris Mortensen. I'll tell you, you know, I've talked to him a few times. I didn't know him. He didn't know me, but I talked to him a few times, like on my show or whatever, and was always super nice. All those years, from when they were a little nothing local sports show, Chris Mortensen for so long was a weekly guest on the Lebatard show. And he was a regular weekly guest. They paid him, of course. He was a regular weekly spot on the Dan Lebatard show at Stugatz at the very start. We're talking back in 2004. At the very start of the Dan Lebatard show, the very start of 790 The Ticket, I was the original employee of 790 The Ticket. And I was there to the very end. I'm the only one who was there from beginning to end. And Mortensen was on with them at the very beginning, which gave that show and the station instant credibility. And he stuck with those guys, with the Lebatard show, on 790 A Ticket for years and years, and was always so great and so humble, you know, coming on that station, which I care very much about, 790 A Ticket, and going on with those guys with Lebatard and dealing with the hijinks and all that. But you always knew that Mort was, he was playful on the show, but you were also getting great information, and he never came across as one of those guys who was more interested in being right. He never came across as one of those guys who was more interested in being first, excuse me, than he was at being right. And so much of reporting, NFL, NBA especially, is about being first. Let's make sure we're first, hopefully we're right. Instead of, let's make sure we're right, hopefully first. And Chris Mortensen was always like this bastion of integrity, great reporting, and never gave you the sense that he was one of those guys who cared about being first. He wanted to be accurate, he wanted to be right, and hopefully he was one of the first ones to report. His integrity always seemed above reproach, and really, you know, even guys like Schefter, who's fantastic, will get shit from fans. There are people who don't like him, maybe they don't like how he comes off sometimes. You never heard any of that with Mortensen. Like, universally loved and respected Chris Mortensen. So, RIP, yesterday, lousy day for anyone in the sports media business. He was a titan when it came to sports reporting, Chris Mortensen. So, without being able to easily transition, of course, let's get to some stuff that happened yesterday. All right, we'll do a little bit of what happened over the weekend, too, but let's get to some stuff that happened. We'll start out with NBA. Yes, yes, there's my NBA music. So, Philadelphia 76ers beat Dallas. Yesterday was actually a really big NBA day. There was a lot going on yesterday with the association. Games that felt important. Terrible loss to the Mavericks. I'm telling you, I don't trust that Maverick team further than I could throw them. I don't trust Luka. I certainly don't trust that dopey Kyrie Irving. I do not trust the Mavericks. And the Sixers yesterday, a 121-116 win over Dallas. We know that's a Joel Embiid-less Sixer team. They are not good without him, and they still beat the Mavericks. I do not trust the Mavericks. The Heat play the Mavericks this Thursday night on TNT. The one that everyone was talking about yesterday, the Celtics, a 140-88 win over the Warriors. Now, the most impressive thing about that was the Celtics become the first team in NBA history to win three games in one season by at least 50 points. That's crazy. Here's the thing, though. That game yesterday is so much more about the Warriors than it is about the Celtics. Whenever there's that big of a discrepancy, that big of a blowout, to me, it's almost always about the team that lost as opposed to the team that won. We know how good the Celtics are. They are a great regular season team. It's going to be really funny when all the Celtic fans freak out when the Heat beat them in the second round of the playoffs this year, as opposed to the Eastern Conference Finals, like usual. Anyway, that kind of game is always more about the team that lost. And the Warriors, to be down 40-some-odd points at halftime, to lose the game by 52, I'm sorry, that is not a professional effort. And it is a constant theme in today's NBA. Teams not being professional. The Celtics are not 52 points better than anybody. They're obviously not 52 points better than the Warriors. But it's such a non-professional effort to lose by that many points. To be down by 40, whatever it was at halftime. 30-something after the first quarter. And you saw, I mean, their MO, apparently, and Draymond Green talked about this after the game, where their defensive game plan, which apparently they concocted 15 minutes before the game started, was they were just going to leave Jaylen Brown open. What kind of game plan is that? Why would... Oh, big sneeze there. Why would that be your game plan? To leave Jaylen Brown open? Like, why not leave Al Horford open? Why would leaving Jaylen Brown open be your game plan? It's a 25-point-a-game score. He's the second-best player on the team. He's one of the better scorers in the league. I'm not a huge fan, but I don't want to leave him open all game long. And obviously, he had like 30. I think he finished 29. They were like, oh, he had a crazy first quarter as a result. And then you get Steve Kerr after the game, blaming the schedule loss. Okay, we know what it's the end of a road trip, and it's at a really good team. We all know what a scheduled loss is. A scheduled loss doesn't mean you come out and just don't try. Because losing by 52 points means you didn't try. Nobody's 52 points better than anybody. That's such a non-professional response. It's such a non-professional performance. And I'm sure, yes, the Celtic fan obviously wants the Celtics to win the game first and foremost. But I'm sure that Celtic fans who were there to see the Golden State Warriors, the only visit they have to Boston, to see Steph Curry, the only trip to Boston, would have rathered a professional effort. the main guys there, Thompson, Curry, Draymond, they didn't play the second half. It's not a professional effort. They saw the schedule like, all right, second night of a back-to-back, end of the trip in Boston, fuck it, we don't care. And that's how you lose by 52. A scheduled loss is you go into the game at the end of the trip, you're down by 10, 15 points the whole game, you lose by 20. Losing by 52 means you didn't try and you don't care. And this is a constant problem in the NBA about players not caring. It's not a professional effort. You'll never see it. When's the last time Eric Spoelstra at a post-game press conference talked about this was a scheduled loss after losing by 52 points? Get the fuck out of here, Steve Kerr, with that nonsense. The Clippers beat the Wolves 89-88. Low-scoring game. That's right up my alley. You know I love that. Knicks beat the Cavs 107-98, which, by the way, Knicks-Cavs, kind of a budding rivalry here. I like it. The big story there, Jalen Brunson hurt his knee. They're calling it a knee contusion. I think an MRI is being done today. You're already without Randall. You're already without Ananobi. This Knicks team is walking wounded. Bad stuff. You're waiting to get the word on that. And the Thunder jumped to first place in the Western Conference after last night's 118-110 win at the Phoenix Suns. I do not believe in the Phoenix Suns. I know Devin Booker didn't play, so Kevin Durant is not enough. But that just goes to my overriding point about Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant is your best player, and when he was in the Warriors, he was not the best player. Stephen Curry was. And he joined the greatest regular season team in the history of the NBA and a team that was already a champion. When Kevin Durant is your best player, there's a very, very high percentage chance that you will not make the NBA Finals. Matter of fact, in the three postseasons since leaving the Warriors, 21, 22, 23, because he missed the 20 season, he has only won one playoff series in a year. He has never won more than one playoff series. Lost in the first round, lost in the conference semis, lost in the conference semis. Since leaving the Warriors, he has never won more than a playoff series in a single season. And all the years combined, we're talking 12 or 13 years, outside of Golden State, Kevin Durant has been to the finals one time. Obviously didn't win it back in 2012 when the Heat took that ass. It is a very, very low percent chance that Kevin Durant leads your team to the NBA Finals. I do not believe in the Phoenix Suns. And that right there is what happened last night in the NBA. Now, other stuff that took place over the weekend. Let's start with Inter Miami here. How about the Herons on Saturday? Saturday was some kind of sports day, by the way. Heat, Inter Miami, Panther, the good old triple dip. I mean, I know other things happen. Cade's baseball won, FAU. I get it, all right? But come on, you understand what I'm doing here. Inter Miami beats Orlando City 5-0. Luis Suarez gets the brace in like the first 9 minutes. So the talks of him being washed up, little premature, gets his first couple goals as a member of Inter Miami and MLS. And Leo Messi scores a pair of goals as well. Inter Miami crushes Orlando City 5-0. Now, you know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder for Inter Miami. I have not been to a game yet. Only two of these first three games have been at home. Ticket prices skyrocketed this year. I got to make that money back. My tickets are online. They're online for some. I can tell you which ones they are. But I will tell you this. My tickets are priced to sell. There's some greedy bastards out there looking to make so much money off their Inter Miami tickets. I'm looking to make money off my Inter Miami tickets, but I'm not being a greedy pig. I'm pricing them to sell, and these Inter Miami tickets, they sell like hotcakes. So if you're looking to go to the game next weekend as Inter Miami hosts, well, I guess it's this weekend, on Wednesday night. So here's what's coming up for Inter Miami. On Wednesday night, they have a tournament game. Now the schedule starts to get dicey, all right? So it's good that Inter Miami got off to a good start. They're 2-0-1 in MLS. The first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup round of 16, which because they won the League's Cup, allows them to jump to the round of 16 automatic for CONCACAF Champions Cup. That's this Wednesday night, the round of 16, first leg where they are at Nashville. Very tough game. Thursday. And then on Sunday, Inter Miami hosts Montreal City, which is an MLS game. So it's one of those deals where You know all the big boys are going to play in the CONCACAF game on Thursday. Are they also going to play Sunday, or are they going to have to rest because then they play the second leg on Wednesday for CONCACAF Champions Cup, and then on Saturday, another MLS game. So they have, starting this Thursday, Inter Miami has four games in the span of 9 days. Like, that's Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. Four games in the span of 9 days. I got to assume Messi is playing in both the CONCACAF Champions Cup games. Could he miss the game this weekend? It's a home game. Like, maybe he misses the game against DC on Saturday the 16th, because that's a road game. I don't know. Anyway, Inter Miami off to a great start. And by the way, how about this? I had to pause for a second there. This stood out. It looks like here, Inter Miami has traded DeAndre Yedlin. Or no, here. FC Cincinnati announced the signing of Inter Miami. Yeah, they've traded DeAndre Yedlin to FC Cincinnati. All right, I'm not quite sure about what the details are there, but all right, it says here, Inter Miami said in a news release, the move gave the club roster flexibility. Of course, Yedlin, U.S. men's national team, as recently as last year, will take over right wing back for Cincinnati. For Miami, the move gives the Herons increased salary budget flexibility, given that Yedlin's cap hit was $683,000. And in terms of who will replace Yedlin in Miami's lineup, Julian Gressel has played right back in the past. All right, and it says here in Miami have been linked with Houston Dynamo defender Franco Escobar, so maybe Inter Miami's trying to make another move, but that's kind of big news there. Yedlin's been a staple of that back line for a couple years now. He's a men's national player, and Inter Miami moved him. All right. Hey, it's a big news day, apparently. It's a news-breaking show, Zaslow Show 2.0. You didn't know that. So Inter Miami wins 5-0, and also, we should mention as far as things that happened before we get to the really important stuff, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leader in Division I scoring. It wasn't necessarily dramatic fashion. It came on the free throw line some point in the first half. Caitlin Clark now the all-time leader, Division I scoring. The women's record is more significant to me because the all-time record that she just surpassed was Pete Maravich. Pete Maravich did it in 3 years because back then, I mean, it was 1,000 years ago, he didn't play as a freshman because the freshman, there was a freshman team and a varsity team back then in college basketball. So he didn't play that first year. So he played 3 years at LSU, Pete Maravich. So not only did Pete Maravich have that record in just 3 years of play, he also did it without a three-point line. And we know for every player today, and especially Caitlin Clark, that three-point line is a massive deal. So yes, Caitlin Clark has become the all-time leader in Division I scoring, men or women. But to me, the women's record that she broke, much more significant than the men's one. Maravich did it in an entirely fewer year and without a three-point line. That's a very, very big... That's apples to oranges. Caitlin Clark passing Kelsey Plum's record, that's apples to apples. But nonetheless, Caitlin Clark, what you have to acknowledge about Caitlin Clark, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm some type of college basketball expert, even though I kind of have become one, but certainly with the women's game, you guys know I've been very outspoken. I don't care for the women's game. I definitely don't care for the WNBA. But what I do care to acknowledge is Caitlin Clark's unbelievable. Like, she is a show, major showman, and she has been incredible for women's basketball, collegiate, and eventually the pro game, where she announced she's coming out. She's going to go number one to the Indiana Fever. I think that's what they're called. And that works actually really nicely because apparently her boyfriend works for the Indiana Pacers. So that sets up really well. But anyway, Caitlin Clark is the face not of women's college basketball. She's the face of college basketball. Everyone knows. Everyone knows who Caitlin Clark is. Does everybody know who the best men's college basketball players this year? I don't. I know Caitlin Clark's the best player in the women's game. Caitlin Clark, and this is also a problem that the men's game has had for a very long time. All the great players, or at least potentially great players, in the men's game, they leave after a year. In the women's game, we get to know these women because they stay for 3 and 4 years. Like Caitlin Clark staying for 4 years, who could have stayed an extra year of eligibility, a fifth year, if she didn't choose to enter the WNBA draft after this year. And that's a major advantage that the women's game has over the men, is these girls stay in school. You get to learn about them. You get to become fans. And that's why Caitlin Clark, by far, is the biggest star in college basketball, not just women's college basketball. That, I mean, you have to acknowledge that. You know what else I always have to acknowledge? Official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Johnny Cuba! You know what we're talking about. That's right. European roots with that Caribbean soul. A refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. My man Chris over the weekend, he sent me a photo. He was enjoying a nice cold Johnny Cuba in the comfort of his own home where he could drink responsibly. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight, watching the Florida Panthers and New York Rangers. I'm going to be down in a nice cold Johnny Cuba on the Zaslow Mansion family room couch, sitting there in my underwear, enjoying a nice evening with the missus. You know what I'm talking about. Johnny Cuba. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Tell you what else you can never forget. Never forget how great that sleep is that you're getting when you got Sheets and Giggles. That's right. If you haven't gone to Sheets and Giggles yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Sheetsgiggles.com. You don't have to look anywhere else ever again for your bed sheets. That's right. We're talking the bed sheets, the blanket, the pillowcases, the fitted sheets. I have a eucalyptus pillow. You know how comfortable my eucalyptus pillow is when I get into bed in the Zaslow Mansion family room master bed? It's Zaslow Mansion master bedroom bed. You know how comfortable I am where I could watch? Last night, I mean, I almost fell asleep watching the end of AEW Revolution because I was too comfortable on my eucalyptus pillow. That's right. Made from the wood of eucalyptus trees. My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he's found a way for us to get the best sleep of our life and also keep it all environmentally friendly. Sheetsgiggles.com. Go to Sheetsgiggles.com. And if it's your first time ordering, if you've already been there, you already know the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. But if this is your first time, use promo code Zaslow. Z-A-S-L-O-W. You get 20% off your first order. What are we talking about here? Sheetsgiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, Sheetsgiggles.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, we'll get to Heat and Panther stuff in a moment here. You guys know I love movies, all right? And I put out on Twitter a couple days ago, because you see all the advertising going on. You see all the promotional materials with Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya, who I love. And they're in the movie Dune, which Dune Part 2 is in theaters right now. I guess it came out a few days ago. But I've never seen Dune, and I don't really know anything that Dune's about. Now, I put it out on social media a couple days ago. Should I watch Dune? And, I mean, I got a bunch of responses. They're all, yes, of course. You know, so, you know, one of you guys said, well, that depends. Do you like Star Wars-type movies? And obviously, I respond with, of course, I'm not a loser. And so, everyone was saying, yes, you should watch Dune. You will like it. So, over the weekend, and I worked a lot this weekend, but I managed to find time. I think Saturday night I watched it. Over the weekend, and, you know, so it's soccer with my son, Weston Select, U15 boys. They got to the final last night of the United Cup, and they lost in the final. My son had a really good weekend in goal. The first three games they played, he was fantastic, especially the first game. So, really great weekend for my son. Good enough weekend for the boys. They got to the final in a really, really tough level, tough division. So, we had a lot of soccer going on this weekend. And so, I got home, like, and I told him, I said, I actually didn't even tell my son. I'm just watching. It's late at night, and I'm watching Dune. I'm firing that baby up. My son walks in like 4 or 5 minutes in. He goes, you're watching Dune? And I said, yeah. He goes, why are you watching this? I go, because I think I'm going to like it. And he goes, all right, I want to watch you. So he probably was hearing the exact same things. Like he even said, apparently the second was like the greatest sci-fi movie ever made. So, and I'm hearing the same things. So he's interested. We said that we watched Dune on Saturday night. Now, it's one of those movies because you're dealing with like, it's like 10,000 years into the future, this like apocalyptic world. And it's one of those sci-fi movies where you got to pay so close attention because they're going to use all kinds of terms, all kinds of words that you have no idea what they mean. You got to understand what the hell is going on in this society. So you really got to pay attention. And that leads me, now, it's not like I didn't understand the movie. I did understand. Did I understand everything? No, of course not. So my question is, when you watch movies like that, do you ever then, now I didn't do it right away, I did it like a day later. Do you ever then go online and like I did, you Google Dune Explained and you read about the movie? Does anyone else do that? Because I did that for Dune yesterday. I Googled Dune Explained. Now you want to make sure you get part one. I don't want part two ruined for me. And I'm glad I read through it because while obviously I understood the movie, there was some other stuff that was made a lot clearer to me. And so it sets it up going to see the second one, which I think I'm going to go this weekend with my son. And we're going to go see Dune 2, which super high score, like 96% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. But does anyone else ever do that where you look up the movie Explained so you could make sure that you're understanding everything? Anyway, excuse me. I did that yesterday for Dune, but I really liked it. I did. I will say though, I feel like I'm glad that I waited till now to watch it because now I get to go and see the second one right away because I feel like the whole movie was setting up to get to the second movie, if that makes sense. Like Zendaya is barely in the movie. Apparently she is a big star in the second one. She's barely in the first movie. But I feel like everything that happened in the first movie is setting up part two. But anyway, like I said, I'm glad I waited because now this weekend, I can go and see part two. I'm also glad that your favorite little basketball team, the Miami Heat, they are playing very good basketball right now. The Heat are a season best, 8 games over .500 at 34-26. Home win the other day against Utah, 126-120. Jimmy Butler was your boy. 37 points, 12 for 19 from the floor. Playoff Jimmy, it's that time. He told you it's that time. Bam Adebayo, 23 points and 7 rebounds. Caleb Martin with 18 off the bench. Starting to look like playoff Caleb Martin as well when he thought he was the best player on the team. Terry Rozier, again, working his way into form with his new team, but 14 points and 8 assists? Give me that every night from your starting point guard. I mean, you needed 5 games to get that kind of production out of Kyle Lowry. Give me 14 and 8 out of Terry Rozier. And of course, this is all coming without Tyler Hero, where I gotta be honest, and I'm a fan of Tyler Hero. I certainly don't believe the Heat are better off without Tyler Hero, but we're getting really close to the place where it's frustrating that he's never available. And I don't know when he's returning. Is he returning tomorrow night when they're playing Detroit? I don't know. We are really close to when it is just an expected thing that he's never going to be available. We may have already passed that point, to be perfectly honest. Maybe I'm giving him a little too much leeway. But Saturday night, it's like a 5 p.m. game. I watched it late, though. I had it recorded because we were out for soccer. Saturday was a real good performance by the Heat. But most notably, it's Jimmy Butler. It's Jimmy Butler who looks amazing and is clearly ready for this stretch run. And he's like the best three-point shooter in the league now. You notice that, right? He's 3-for-3 from three on Saturday. He's like the best three-point shooter on the team. All right. Your Florida Panthers, speaking of Saturday as well. The Panthers, they beat the shit out of the Detroit Red Wings. The Panthers were playing at a Red Wings team who was red hot. And the Panthers go in there. So, yeah, we don't care. I mean, they were scoreless after the first period. Two goals in the second. Two goals in the third. Barkov scored. Montour scored. Evan Rodriguez scored. A shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. A 21-save shutout. This Panther team, I don't want to hear anything about President's Trophy jinx. It's bullshit. Go win as many games as you can. Go get as many points as you can. And right now, your favorite little hockey team, first place in the entire National Hockey League with 86 points. Vancouver's tops in the West with 85. And number two in the East is the New York Rangers, who the Panthers face tonight. So Panthers at Rangers tonight. This, if we were doing big game, not a big game on a Monday, this would be a big game. So 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock tonight. Panthers-Rangers. That's going to be awesome. So that's what's on tap tonight. I should also mention, we're going to live stream a new episode of It's Still Real to Me. That's my wrestling podcast. Everywhere you get Zaslow Show 2.0, you're also getting It's Still Real to Me. And we're live streaming it tonight. So about 6:30. So make sure you're subscribed on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show, and you have the notifications on. So when we live stream on a night like tonight, you can watch and participate in the show. If you just want to listen to the podcast afterward, that's fine. My man Joey, he's my partner on It's Still Real to Me. He did an instant reaction live stream last night on the YouTube channel for It's Still Real to Me right after AEW Revolution, Sting's final match. He went over. Sting and Darby Allin won. What are they going to do with the tag titles? I don't know, but Sting's done. He is retired, and he didn't go out the way you normally do, which is normally on your back, staring up at the lights. They won. It was a fun final match. I'll give you my reaction tonight on the live stream. So about 6:30, we're going to do a new episode of It's Still Real to Me. We'll preview Raw, and we'll probably talk about SmackDown from the other night. Another huge segment with The Rock and the Bloodline. And of course, how's Cody Rhodes going to respond to a potential WrestleMania Night 1 tag team match involving The Rock and Roman Reigns? So that's tonight. Make sure you hang out and you listen at 6:30. Well, listen and watch at 6:30 tonight. All right. Before we get into it here, you guys know what time it is. If you've been behaving, you're doing well at home, you're doing well at work, you may be saying to yourself, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a brand new ride. And that's why I tell you to go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru has incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, whether you want to enjoy a relaxed indoor car shopping experience or have your vehicle serviced, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Did you know they service all makes and models? So no matter what car you currently drive, you can get service with confidence when you bring your car to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next ride at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, All new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know you're covered. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. We'll start things out with, already told you, Caitlin Clark over the weekend. She broke the all-time Division I scoring record. Here's the call.
Going up in Cedar Rapids. Now Caitlin at the line. For the record. She ties it with that one. This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
All right, so courtesy of Fox there, or FS1 on the call, I'm going big deal, but not as big a deal as when she broke the women's record. Obviously, though, it's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So LeBron James, over the weekend, surpassed and became the founding member of the 40,000-point club. No one's ever going to reach him. I don't think anyone's even going to reach 40,000 at one point. LeBron, after the game, was asked, what kind of advice, what would he tell his 18-year-old self?
I wouldn't tell him anything, honestly, because 18-year-old LeBron had a great head on his shoulders. He just did. He was put in a position where I wouldn't wish too many 18-year-old kids to be put into. But he just had his head in the best possible position. He was raised the right way by his mother. He was raised the right way by his Little League coaches. He was held accountable by his friends. He met a young lady at school that held him down well. And then he just told himself, if you want to make a real name for yourself and your last name and your family and your friends and your city, the only way it's going to happen if you just stay focused and maintain focus and put in the work. Besides my family and my friends and my city, and then some people in my city as well, because we even know some of them people. To be quite honest with you, everybody wanted to see me fail when I got to the league. Everybody was just like, it's no way he's going to be able to exceed, you know, the expectations that's put upon him.
I'm going big deal, because it's like, that would be a good clip for a great segment on Amber and Ian, ESPN Radio, 7 to 10 p.m. when I host with Amber Wilson, called Truth or LeBron, because that's a LeBron, all right? The first part of his answer, what he would tell an 18-year-old LeBron James, fine. Whatever you think of that, you think of that. But this, where does he get the idea that everyone wanted him to fail? I mean, there was so much hype around him coming to the NBA, the most ever. And by the way, he surpassed all of them. I mean, for sure. But everyone wanted him to fail? What are you talking about? He was so popular right from the get-go. He is still so popular. Everyone wanted you to fail. Go throw yourself a pity party someplace else, LeBron. Big deal or not a big deal? So, Chris Mortensen passed away yesterday, and we spoke about it earlier in the show today. Here's NFL Network wrapping up their combine coverage for the week. It's Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah, and the two of them giving tribute to the great Chris Mortensen.
One of the best football reporters but we've ever known. He was so nice to me. He was so welcoming to me when I first got there. The news just broke a few minutes ago that Chris Mortensen passed away at the age of 72 just this morning, and I know you got to know him and you love this man.
Yeah, he's my mentor. He's one of my best friends. I've said it many times. I don't even talk about me. He's done everything for me. I've told that. I don't want to tell that story.
Sure.
I just want to look in the camera and tell Mickey, his wife, and Alex, his son, that every time I talk to Mort, you guys came up because he was so proud of you. He loves you so much. You're always in his heart. You're always on his mind. He's a sweet, sweet person with a sweet family, and that's who I'm thinking about right now.
And we're thinking about you and everybody else that got to know Chris Mortensen. Again, he's just one of the sweetest souls you will have ever met, and he loved this sport, and he loved being on top of it and getting you as interested in loving the sport as much as we obviously do. And I send my condolences.
No, he loved this game too. He texted me yesterday. He wanted to know how Rattler was going to do in the workout. So we talked about Rattler. We were texting back and forth yesterday. He loved this game. And that's why when we found out about this, the last thing I want to do is just come out here. But man, he'd have punched me in the face if we didn't do this and have fun and enjoy this great game that he loved so much.
Love you, Daniel Jeremiah.
Love you too, man.
You are awesome. You are awesome, and we send our condolences to the Mortensen family and to the family at ESPN who put Mort on the air and put him in all of our lives. Rest in peace, Chris Mortensen. Godspeed.
That's obviously a big deal. Everybody knows that, and not just his family, but everyone. Like Daniel Jeremiah there was super broken up. Just condolences to everyone who also knew him. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, so NFL free agency stuff, franchise tags, all of that's going to be happening this week. It's a very big week for the NFL. And already, Mike Evans has agreed to a new two-year, $52 million deal, $35 million guaranteed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good for them. You know they're going to lock up Baker Mayfield also. That's a big deal. And that right there is another addition. A big deal, not a big deal. Yes. All right. So we got the Panthers tonight. We got WWE Raw tonight. We got another edition of It's Still Real to Me live stream. Make sure you're subscribed and you got the notification set to on the YouTube channel. That'll be at 6:30 tonight. I hope you guys watch and listen to me and Joey tonight go over everything pro wrestling and react to last night's AEW Revolution and Sting's final match. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.